Konnichiwa! Welcome to the Little J3 News, Asian American News and Beyond for Kids by Glow. That's me. I'm your cheerful, friendly virtual newscaster for kids, here to give you the latest important trending news for Asian American kids and beyond. Before we hop into our very important news for today, don't forget to subscribe and click the button now. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Little News Ears. Also find the Little News Ears podcast, Buzzsprout.com, your special news report for kids where we celebrate achievements and tackle the news stories that matter to you. We're now on our March 2024, episode 28. Theme is the Nourish Thyself on a Disability Awareness National Doctors Month. Special needs news. Korean American who rocks the world. Hi kids, do you love music? Do you want to hear an amazing story of a singer who never gave up on his dreams? Well, get ready, and because we have a story that will inspire you. Cody Lee is a 26-year-old musician who can play 6 different instruments, sing in different languages, and remember any song after hearing it once. He is also blind and has autism, which means he can't see and has trouble communicating. But he didn't let that stop him from becoming a rock star. His new single, Change, which was on a Fantasy League 2024 of AGT, he was a golden buzzer in the semifinals. He proved his talent to the world when he won America's Got Talent, a TV show where people compete for a big prize and a chance to perform in Las Vegas. He impressed the judges and the audience with his beautiful voice and his passion for music. He also won $1 million and a lot of fans. Cody Lee is now a famous and successful artist who performs all over the globe. He has shown everyone that you can achieve anything you want, no matter what challenges you face. He has also taught us to be kind, to be brave and happy, just like him. Always follow your heart and your dreams, just like Cody Lee. Finalists were Cody Lee, Shadow Ways from the Philippines, The Unbeatable, and Ramadani Brothers. AI technology news. MIT student from India's mind reading device. Have you ever wished you could talk to your computer or your phone without typing or speaking? Well, guess what? Now you can. Meet Arnav Kapoor, a brilliant student from India at Massachusetts Information Technology, MIT, who has invented a device that can read your mind and search the internet for anything you want to know. His device is called Alter Ego, and it looks like a cool headset that you wear behind your ear. It can sense the words you think and send them to your device. It can also talk back to you by sending vibrations to your skull so only you can hear it. Arnav says he wants to use his device to help people who have trouble speaking and to make the internet more accessible and personal for everyone. He also says he wants to have the internet in his head and become an expert on any subject. How awesome is that? Anything is possible if you use your imagination and your brain. School is cool news. Auckland's Filipino American wins top scholarship. Imagine if you could study at one of the best universities in the world and learn about anything you want. Sounds like a dream, right? Well, it's a dream come true for Eleanor Wickstrom, a girl from Auckland who just won a top scholarship to study in England. Eleanor is a student at Harvard University, where she studies social studies and history. She is interested in how the U.S. influenced other countries, especially the Philippines, where her family is from. She also helped to get Filipino languages classes offered at Harvard so more students can learn about their culture and heritage. Eleanor is one of the winners of Rhodes Scholarship, which is a very prestigious award that pays for students to study at Oxford University in England. Oxford is one of the oldest and most famous universities in the world. where many great leaders and thinkers have studied. Eleanor will study global and U.S. history at Oxford and learn more about the world and herself. Eleanor says she's very grateful and excited for this opportunity and hopes to use her education to make a positive difference in the world. She also says that she wants to inspire others, like Asian American kids, also to pursue their passions and dreams. How brilliant. Business Leadership News, Taiwanese American First Female LA Times Editor. The Los Angeles Times, one of the most influential newspapers in America, has a new leader. And she is making history as the first female editor in the paper's 142-year history. Terry Chang, she's the former editor of the editorial page. She has been appointed as the interim executive editor by the owner of the paper, Patrick Soon-Shiong. He said he was impressed by her passion for journalism and her love of Southern California, where she grew up. Tang takes over the role and amid a period of turmoil for the paper, which has faced the resignation of several top editors and the layoff of more than 100 journalists. She said she is excited to meet the challenge and also to continue the paper's important public service journalism. Tang is also a trailblazer for Asian American women in the media industry, as she is one of the few to hold such a high position. She said she hopes to inspire other women and people of color to pursue their dreams and make a positive difference in the world. Special mention to Lisa Takeuchi Cullen, President-elect, first person of color to lead from 70 years history for Writers Guild of America East, WGA, which represents motion pictures, television news, digital media writers. Truly magnificent. Lo and behold news. New Jersey on state documents for non-English speakers. Good news, kids. If you or your family speak a language other than English at home, you will soon have an easier time getting important information from the state of New Jersey. That's because New Jersey just passed a new law that requires state agencies and departments to translate their documents into 7 most common non-English languages in the state. These languages are Spanish, Filipino, Tagalog, Chinese, Hindi, Korean, Gujarati, and Portuguese. This means that you and your family will be able to read and understand forms, notices, and documents that are related to things like healthcare, education, social services, and more. You will also be able to get interpretation services if you need to talk to someone from the state government. The new law will make New Jersey more welcoming and inclusive for people who speak different languages. It will also help you and your family access the resources and opportunities that you need and deserve. Stay tuned for more exciting news from the world of politics and culture. Diversity is our strength and our pride. That's it for today. This is Glow from the Little J Tree News, Asian American News and Beyond for Kids. Take care, because I care. CSCA may use Asian Z U Ni Hao. Thank you. No goodbyes, only hellos. Till we meet again. May your sweetness shine and your colors glow like me.